You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we were listening to Deb Di Natale, Council of Homeless People, about their submission to the Victorian Government to turn affordable housing into social housing. It just needs some money. And on the line, we've got Marg Pretorius. How are you?
Good, Annie. Hi.
It's great to get you finally.
Yeah.
It's been a big and long slug, but it's always good to talk to you because you do magnificent work from Wage Peace, and you took it straight to the Queensland University Senate a couple of weeks ago. Can you tell my listeners what happened?
Yeah, well, we've been watching Boeing for quite a while. Boeing has an institute at the Queensland University, and we think it's normalising militarism and pushing militarism on students. And they're building hypersonic missiles there, researching. We think there's something between 30 and 130 staff. It's very hard to get information.
Goodness me, that's a big investment. It's a big investment in Boeing laundering their reputation.
That's right. Erasing ethics, laundering reputations, normalising militarism, they're the slogans. But so what we decided, we had done a few protests there, a protest where we had pasted their windows with what they're really making, which is not civilian aircraft, of course, but it's attack helicopters, super jets, missiles, including nuclear missiles. Mainly they build aircraft for war crimes. That's where they make their big bucks, maybe $30 billion a year on military products. That's their income. But in Australia, they've got a special deal with the Queensland government. And so we decided this time, it was Senate meeting month, and we thought instead of putting it off for another month, we'd just walk straight in and give a presentation to the Senate. That's what one does with the Senate, isn't it, is to go in and make a presentation. So we walked in, about 10 of us, and there's maybe 20 of them. They were discussing something else. We're not quite sure what, because we were a little rude. And we just started our presentation, which included a speech from the lovely Christine Venner Westaway on what is going on in this university. Why have they switched to militarism, basically? They're moving, after years and years being dominated by the fossil fuel industry, but before that being dominated by the construction industry, and now moving into the weapons industry. And we're concerned. We're concerned not just about universities, but about schools as well, and the domination of the weapons companies in schools, or actually the parasitic nature of them moving in to launder their reputations.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you go in there and it's sort of like you're being impolite, but there's nothing more impolite than murdering people in Yemen, Palestine and West Papua.
No, that's right. And, of course, we do have a special friendships with people in West Papua, and they have seen these Boeing helicopters and received the strafing on their villages. And we know that Australia has just bought 129 of those, 29 of those Apache helicopters, attack helicopters, and that Indonesia has also bought a lot of those attack helicopters. And then Boeing, we think, is agitating for war. So Boeing's business is militarism. So Boeing needs to push militarism in the society in order for the society to justify spending so much money on weapons. And of course, we're spending, we think, 20 to 30 billion on weapons right now every year. And that probably includes the 10 billion that's slated for submarines. You know, the submarines is not such a big number because it's over 30 years and it's something like $10 billion a year over 30 years, which is not a big number in the weapons industry. In the weapons industry, they're already spending $20 to $30 billion extra on weapons, and we've seen the amount of money spent on the defence, on so-called defence or attack, go from $30 to $50 billion with that amount in the last 3 or 4 years. So it really is, that's really the number, $20 to $30 billion that they're already spending on a huge array of weapons. And Boeing, of course, we think Boeing probably gets 10 to 15% of that $20 to $30 billion a year from the Australian pocket, which, of course, is sovereign money from the sovereign land and the sovereign owners of this land. I'd just like to acknowledge that I'm here currently on Gadigal country, actually. And what we see is sort of a transfer right now of money that's coming through the fossil fuel industry. It's the last money to come from the fossil fuel industry. And it's a lot of money, and it comes in through the government, and then the governments push it out through the weapons industry. And we think it's sort of almost designed to prop up the US as the US empire dies, is this money that all the colonies are spending on US weapons. So basically.
Yeah, I think as someone said at one of the rallies here, AUKUS should be really you are a sucker.
Yes, that's right, we're a sucker. And we're also very interested in the role of defence ministers, right? So Brendan Nelson, of course, works for Boeing. He's the head of Boeing International now, Boeing International Defence, working out of London. He's moved from Australia to London. Brendan Nelson was the defence minister. And like all of the defence ministers we've had, they now play massive roles in constructing and facilitating and enabling the weapons industry in Australia. They have really worked hard in their post-political life to make sure that the weapons industry have a good foothold over our resources. So we have Beasley first, who set it up, then Nelson, then Smith, who's now the ambassador to the UK, and then Pine, who set up a missile business, the Australian Missile Corporation. Then we had Reynolds, who came out of Raytheon, but of course has now failed in their work. They were undermined by certain other forces. And then Miles, who's the current defence minister, who we wonder who he will work for when he leaves, but he's currently doing his enabling work. You know, it's a bit like if you think the agricultural minister's job is to sell wheat overseas. Well, the defence minister's job is to sell weapons. That's their main job. And you'll see him pottering around the world making weapons deals. They made weapons deals in France to try and get more weapons and ammunition, particularly into Ukraine, through a deal with France. And so they're all trying to make a cut, but most of the money flows back to the US.
This work of targeting places like Queensland University, because a university, taking funding, using all this money and investing all this intellect into the machinery of war, is normalising it to the young, and taking it to them is important work, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we want people to know Boeing is a weapons company. That's our message at the moment. You know, we're a bit like Adani is a coal company or an energy company. You know, Boeing is a weapons company. We want people to know Boeing, 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 weapons, weapons, weapons. That's what they make. Their civilian business, it has been a big business, but it's not so good anymore. But their main business now is in weapons. And they are in the universities to launder that reputation and to pick up the brightest minds. So the minds that right at this moment we need in medical health sciences or climate science or ecological restoration, we need all those minds to think about how we're going to cooperate to create a just and peaceful world and a world that is restored to its to its natural order of creation. You know, we need those sort of minds right now, and they are stealing the best minds to build weapons, and this is such a waste. And the weapons themselves are so wasteful, and we see them there. There's one in each of the different universities, the group of eight. You know, Elbit is in RMIT, Lockheed Martin is in Melbourne Uni, Thales is in Sydney Uni, BAUs and Adelaide Uni. You see them each with a special partnership in each of the unis, taking up space and trying to pick off the best minds from the university community. And we also see them in the schools because they have to start early. It turns out women particularly do not want to work for them if they just encounter them when they're 17. But if they encounter them when they're 7 and they've been to a nice drone program and they've had fun, then they're more interested. They've been accustomed, or the weapons companies are normalised in those young people's minds.
Thanks for talking to us today, Margaret, and more strength to your arm.
Yeah, thank you so much.